Bezalel Shem's book will begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Lam Sechus Tshuva and the Laws of Repentance, Sefer Ma, the Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Perakim, discussing what Tshuva is, and specifically how they relate to the scale of a person's merits and demerits, and regarding a portion of the world to come. As Rambam gives halacha regarding the three types of categories of people, the Tzaddik, the Beinoni, and the Rasha. Kol Echad ve'Echad Memnei Ha'Adam. Every single person, yesh lo zechuyos ve'avonos, has merits and demerits and sins. Mishas chuyosav yisaydis alabay noisav is someone whose merits are more than their sins. Tzaddik is a righteous person, which really means to say that the one who wins, the one who is justified. Umishav noisav yisaydis al zechuyosav, someone whose sins are more than his merits, is rasha, is a wicked person. Mechtzel mechtzel, 50-50, beinani is someone that's in the middle. V'chein ha-medina simply goes for a country. Imhoyu zechuyos kol yeshvea merubes alabay noisav. If the merits of all its inhabitants are more than their sins, so it's a vindicated city, a righteous city. But if their sins were more, so it's a wicked country. The entire world. Regarding a person that his sins are more than his averus, immediately he dies in his wickedness. Shlomek says a passing in Yirmiyah, because of the abundance of your sins, you see that the majority is an important feature. So to a country that its sins are in the majority, right away gets destroyed. Shlomek says a passing in Bereishis, Zakas Sodom v'Amora, regarding the scream of Sodom and Amora, because it's in the majority, therefore they were wiped out. Something applies to the entire world. If their sins would be more than their merits, right away they would be destroyed. Shnomach says, by the Dor HaMabul in Bereishis, when God saw that there was a majority, was an increase of the wickedness of man on of mankind on the land, so he wiped out the world. Now, however, this measurement is not just in quantity of the number of averus and mitzvahs, elefit godlam. It goes according to the quality too, according to how great it is. Yesh schos, there are certain merits, she connected kamavainas, which it cancels out many sins. Shnomach says the pasuk of Malachim Aleph. Ya nimtza by Dabatav, because it was found by him something good by the son of Yeravim ben Nevat, who, even in spite of all the sins that he did and his father did, still he merited to having kvuras Yisrael. So we see that sometimes one good thing could cancel out many averus. At the same time, yesh avin shu connected kamas chuyis, because something could have a sin that could cancel out many merits. Shnomach says in the pasuk in Kehelas, v'choyte echad, and one sin, ya'ab b'toy b'harba, could destroy much good. But v'ein shoyklon ele b'dayto shel keil deirs. This is not measured but by the intelligence of the God of knowledge. V'hu yedei heich urch mas chuyis connected avins. He knows how to measure the merits that are against the demerits. Halacha gimel. Whoever regrets the mitzvahs that he has done, and he wonders regarding the righteous things that he did, says in his heart, what I gained by doing them. If only I hadn't done them. He loses them all. And we do not recall from any merit ever. Shnomach says in the pasuk in Yecheskel, Tzidka Satzadik, the righteousness of the righteous one, will not save him in his day of his negligence, of his sin. Which ain't the elevator. This obviously that's only by someone who regrets the early things that he'd done, because if not, why wouldn't it stand for him in his day of his pesha? Now, just like we weigh the merits of a person and his sins, b'shas misasa, at the time when he dies, and then there's the day of judgment, kach b'chol shana b'shana, so to every single year, the person's sins of that are here in the world get measured with his mitzvahs, on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, on the first of Tishrei. Mishanim tzadik, whoever is found to be a tzadik, nechtem l'chaim, gets sealed to life. Umishanim tzadik, is found to be wicked, nechtem l'misa, gets sealed for death. But Beni, in the middle person, toilun loy, he suspended ad Yom Kippurim until the Day of Atonement. It must be true, if he does repentance in those aseres mei tshuva, nechtem l'chaim, he's sealed for life. From love, if not, nechtem l'misa, he's sealed for death. Halacha Daat continues with this theme of Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and for the Aseres Yemei Teshuva is to notify the person to repent. Afa pi shetkiyah Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, even though the blowing of the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is gezeiras hakasav, is a decree of the Torah, but yudem is yeshboi, there is a hint, there's an allusion to it. Kol emet, it's telling you, to wake up, because the Shofar blast is very awakening, Wake up, Yesheinim, the sleepy ones, Mishnaschem, from your sleep. B'nidam, and the ones in the slumber, Hakitu mitardemaschem, wake up from your slumber. V'chapsu b'maseichem, and seek and check out your actions. V'chizru v'tshuva, and go and repent. V'zichru barachem, and remember your Creator. Elu, this refers to Asheichem es ha'emes, who forget the truth, Bahavli asman, and the vanities of the time, v'shoigim kol shenosam, and they waste all their years, behevel v'rik, with vanity and with emptiness, ashalo yoyel, that doesn't help, lo yatzel, will not save, habitul nafshaseichem, look to your souls, v'tivu darcheichem amaleichem, and make your paths and your actions better, v'yazav kol achad mikem darker ra, and that every one of you should leave his bad path, u'machshavtoy ashalo yitoyva, and his thoughts that are no good. Therefore, this is going back to what we said previously, that since a person gets judged after the majority, whether on Rosh Hashanah or whether on the day of death, a person has to see himself all year round as if he's half meritorious and half guilty. So to the entire world, half meritorious and half guilty. Which tells us, if he does one sin, so he's now tilted himself and the entire world, the kavchayva, to the side of guilt. But grom leshchasen is caused for him destruction. Also, mitzahachas, if he does one righteous act, now he has tilted himself and the entire world, the kavchas, to the side of merit. But gori loy b'lehem is caused for himself and for them to shua salvation, batzala, and saving. Shnemek says apostle Mishli, but tzaddik yisrael, the righteous person, is the foundation of the world. Meaning, zesha tzaddik, this one who has made the righteous move, hechriyas kol el muskos, he has tilted the entire world for merit, v'tziloy, and he saved him. Now, it's for this reason that Nogu Kol Beis Yisrael, that the entire Jewish people have the custom, Laharbis Betztaka, to increase their charity, Vemaisim Tovim, and good actions, Velasik Vemitzis, and the Gage of Mitzis, Meresh Hashanah, Vemim Kippurim, Yosim Kol Hashanah, from Hashanah till the Day of Atonement, more than the entire year, because of this appropriate of the Aseres HaMitshuva, as we mentioned. Vinogu Kulam, Lokum Balaila, Basar Yom Elu, and the custom is to get up in the middle of the night in these 10 days, Ulispal, Bavatachanesias, and Tadavin and the Shuls, Bavitachnunim, Bavidivik Kevushim, with words of supplication and words of rebuke, Achayer Hayoim, until the light of the day comes up. Alachai continues with, as we say, regarding Tshuva and Atonement, we say this, Maver Rishin Rishin. At the time when the person's sins are weighed against his merits, it's not calculated against him the sin that he did the first time nor the second time, only from the third time onwards. If it turns out that if you're counting from the third sin and onwards, that those sins are more than the merits that he has, and then we even combine those first two sins, and they judge him for everything. But if you find that his merits are equal to his sins, if you're counting from the third sin and onwards, then they remove all his sins, rishon one at a time. The reason is because the third one's considered the first time, because like we said, the first two are already forgiven. And now that you remove the third one, now the fourth one becomes the first one, because the third one's already forgiven. Until the end, until all the sins are forgiven, one at a time, because there's no three anymore. Now, the Medrash, when we say this, that they start calculating a person's sins from the third time onwards, is biyachad by an individual. Shlomek says a pasuk in Iyev, Hein kol elo yifal kel. Behold, all these things God does, pamayim sholish im gaver, two and three times with a person, meaning that from the third time on, God starts calculating the person's sins. Aval atzibah, regarding the community, toil lehem oven rishon, the first sin is suspended, sheni, the second one, ushlishi, and the third one. Shlomek says a pasuk in Amos, Ashleisha pishi Yisrael, for three sins of the Jewish people, but valar bo leishaven, but in the fourth one, I will not return that. So you see from the fourth one on. So, because mechashon l'maderach zeh, so when you calculate for him in this way, like we said before, for the individual, mechashon l'mirviyi ve'elech, it's counted from the fourth one on, versus an individual is from the third one on. Now, regarding having a portion to the world to come, habeinim, the median person, imhoye b'chlam mechza v'inishlam, if there was in the half of their sins. So let's say we said they're 50-50. But if in the half of their sins was shalei nich tefillin me'olam, that he never put on tefillin, donim oisei kifichatoi, then they judge him according to his sin. In other words, this is what we said, that if he's 50-50, his sins are going to be forgiven one and one. One by one, he's not going to be judged in Gehenim. That's only if you don't have in it the nullification of the mitzvah of tefillin. But if he did not put on tefillin, then they do judge him according to his sin. But he has a portion of the world to come. So to all wicked people that their sins are the majority. So then they considered Rishonim and they judged according to their sins. But they have a portion of the world to come. Because every Jew has a portion of the world to come. Even though they sinned. And your people, they're all righteous. They will always inherit the land. Which Eretz Zu, this land, is a mashal, is a metaphor. In other words, Eretz Achaim means the land of the living, where that means the world to come. And v'chein chasidu umas ha'olim, so do the pious ones of the nations of the world who do the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, yesh lam chelik l'olim haba, they have a portion in the world to come. Now halacha vav, however, there are those that do not have a portion in the world to come. The Eluhem she'ein lam chelik l'olim haba, and these are those individuals that do not have a portion in the world to come. El nechrasim v'ignorav, they get cut off, and they get totally lost. And they get judged for the greatness of their wickedness and their sins, forever and forever and ever. Who are they? And all these are explained as the Rambam continues regarding the halachas in this parak. Haminim, the category called minim, v'apikodesim, the epicurus, v'akoyfer mater, those who deny the Torah, v'akoyfer metchiz amesim, those who deny the revival of the dead, u'bebiyas ha'goyel, and those who deny the coming of the Redeemer, of the Mashiach, ha'mamorim, the rebellious Jews, machti ha'rabim, those who cause the public to sin, those who separate from the ways of the community, and those who do sins with outstretched hand, out in the open, like those who are the informants of the Jewish people to the government, those who instill fear on the public, on the community, not for the sake of heaven, and the murderers of Bali Lashon Hara, those who say slander, and someone who draws his foreskin to cover over it to make it look like as if he's not circumcised. So explains the Rambam. There are five types that are called minim. Someone says that there's no God, and the world does not have a leader. Someone says, no, there is a leader, but it's two or more. Or someone says, there is one master, but he has a body and he has a form. And the Chenu Emesotu, someone that says, Shein Levad Harishin Betzulakol, he's not alone, the first and the creator and the former of everything. And the Chenu Evid Kaichav, if someone worships a star or a mazel or a constellation, Vizulaso or anything else, Kedelius Melitz Beinoyu Beinidi Beinoy Lomim, to be an interpreter, to be an intermediary between him and the master of the worlds, Kol Echem Echemisha Elo, any one of these five, is called a min. There are three that are called this category of apikaris. Someone says there's no prophecy at all. There's no knowledge, there's no wisdom that comes from the Creator to the hearts of man. And someone who denies the prophecy of our teacher Moshe. And someone who says that the Creator doesn't know the actions of men. Any one of these three, apikaris is apikaris. There are three that included in those who deny the Torah. Someone who says the Torah is not from Hashem. Even if he says it on one pasuk, one verse, even one word. If he says, Moshe said it by himself, it is a kaifa b'Torah. He's a denier in the Torah. And number two, someone who denies its interpretation, its commentary. That's the oral law. And in part of that is he denies those who get to say that over, meaning the Chachmei HaTorah and the ones who explain the Torah Shabbat Peh, for example, Tzadik HaBaisis, these wicked students that they created these movements of Tzedukim by Susim that denied the Torah Shabbat Peh. And the third one, someone who says that Hashem switched this mitzvah for another mitzvah, and this Torah has already been nullified. Even though it was originally from Hashem, but they're saying now things have changed. Like the Arabs and the Christians. Any one of these three are kaif b'Torah, are included in the category of those who deny the Torah. Two are included in the category of being rebellious from the Jews. If someone is considered a renegade for one sin, and someone who is a renegade for the entire Torah. So mumel aver achas, a renegade for one sin, is zeh shehichzik atzmoi, lasas isa aveda bezadin. Someone who has established himself that he does this sin deliberately, behugel, he's been accustomed to it, been esparsibah, he's well known regarding it, Even from the lighter types of Averis. For example, he always wears a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. Or he cuts off his payas. It's like as if this mitzvah doesn't exist in the world for him. He's considered a renegade, an apostate for that thing. And this is as long as he's doing it to anger God. Then you have renegade for the entire Torah. For example, those who go back to the faith of the idol worshippers, when they make a decree against the Jews, and he attaches himself to them. But yeah, and he says, what do I gain from being part of the Jewish people? That they're lowly and they're being chased. It's good for me that I connect to these, that they have the upper hand. He's considered a renegade for the entire Torah. Who is considered those who cause the public to sin? Whether we're talking about someone that caused them to sin regarding great things, for example, Yudravim, he sinned and he caused others to sin regarding idolatry, or with Tzadik Abaisis, which they caused the people to deny the oral law, which are pretty big things, and whether someone caused them to sin by a little thing, even just to nullify a positive commandment. Whether someone who forces others until they sin, like the wicked King Menasher, he killed from the Jewish people until he caused them to worship idolatry. Or he misled people and he pushed them away from Judaism, from the right path, with their slippery and deceitful words. These are included in those who cause the public to sin. What's that from? Who's considered the one who separates from the paths of the community? Is Av Bishlo of Averis, even though he didn't commit sins. Ela Nivdil Matas Yisrael, he's just separated from the community of the Jewish people. Ve'ino Isa Mitzvahs B'chlom, he doesn't do mitzvahs as part of them. Ve'lo Nichzis B'tzarasim, doesn't enter into their difficulties. Ve'lo Mesanim B'tanis, he doesn't fast in their fast. El Hoylech B'darka, he goes in his own path. Ke'echad Migal Yaretz, as if he's one of the nations of the rest of the world. Ve'kila Ein Mehem, as if he's not part of the Jewish people. In lechel kolam aboy does not have a portion of the world to come. Now, hoisa avedis biyadrama ki yayakum. Whoever does sins out in the open, like a yakum, so that's bein shas akalas. Whether he does small sins, bein shas chamurs, whether he commits severe sins, that's another category that we said in lechel kolam aboy does not have a portion of the world to come. Vezera nikri, he's what's called megal upon him, someone who is brazen with his face, but Torah in regards to the Torah, neshehez mitzchay, because his forehead is brazen, megil upon him, and he reveals his face, meaning b'lei b'ishm d'ibritay, he's not ashamed from committing his sins of the Torah. That takes it to the next level, to not have a portion of the world to come. Luchid beis, shnayim hem ha-moysim. There's two that are included in the informants. Ha-moysach ha-veda b'yat rebe kachavim, someone that gives over, he informs on his friend into the idol worshippers, lahargoy or lahakoyse, to kill him or to harm him. And va-moysim moment ha-veda b'yat rebe kachavim, he informs regarding his money to the idol worshippers, b'yat anus, or to the hands of a forceful person, to ko'ay v'kachavim, that he's like an idol worshipper. Ushneim elam chayim abba, both types of informants regarding the person's body and his money do not have a portion of the world to come. Halachid Gimel, Matila Ema Alatzibur, Shalel Shem Shemaim. We spoke about someone who instills fear on the public and the community, not for the sake of heaven. Zaharoy Detzibur Bechaska, this is someone who pursues and takes control of the public forcibly. They Mireim Mafachim, and they're afraid and they tremble from him. Vekabanos Lechvayt Atzmai, and his whole intent is for his own pride. Vechachafatzav Shalel Lechvayt Shemaim, and all his desires is not for the sake, for the honor of heaven. Kegoin Malchi Abikachavim, like the idolatrous kings, that everything is just an ego trip. That's this person. Halacha Yidalad. Kol echad ve'echad me'esrim v'abara anoshim elu shemeninu. So any one of these 24 types of people that we spoke about, af pishem Yisrael, although they're from the Jewish people, ein lem chayk lo emabod, they do not have a portion of the world to come. Now, v'yesh avedis kazme, although there are certain sins that are lesser than what we spoke about, v'af pishem, even so, amr chacham, the sage said, shorog ben, if someone is accustomed to them, ein lem chayk lo emabod, does not have a portion of the world to come. And they're worthy to distance oneself from them, to be careful with them. And they are, if someone creates a nickname, derogatory name for his friend, if someone calls his friend by that nickname, and if someone whitens his friend's face in public, meaning he shames him and the blood drains from his face, if someone honors himself, he prides himself with his friend's shame, if someone disgraces Talmudic scholars, if someone disgraces his teachers, if someone disgraces the Yom Tovim where he does malacha on Chol HaMoed and he treats it like a weekday, if he disgraces the holy things, the kachim, the karbanis. Now, when do we say this? That any one of these that we spoke about in Lechel Mavod is not have a portion of what to come, is Keshenes Blei Tshuva, if he died without repentance. But if he repented from his wickedness, and he dies and he's a person of repentance, he is from the people of the world to come. Because nothing that stands in the way of repentance. Even in all his days, he denied the primary principle of God. But at the end, he repents. Yesh lechek la'el mabah, he has a portion of the world to come. Shalom, like says the pasuk in Yeshaya. Shalom, shalom, peace, peace. L'rochik v'lakarav am Hashem. To the far one and to the close one, says Hashem. Meaning, to the one who was distant, and then it became close. U'refa'asiv, and I will heal him. Now, kol Hashem v'mamarim, all the wicked ones and all the rebellious ones, v'ki'itza be'elu, shachaz v'tshuva, and all these that we spoke about, that they return in repentance. Bein b'galoi, whether it's revealed, bein b'matmanyas, whether in the uttermost secrecy, we accept them. Return, O wayward sons. Meaning, although we still consider wayward, meaning, because he repented in private and not out in the open, still, it's shuvu banim, it's mekabmelis mechuvah, we accept them in repentance.